Blog Talk Radio.
We're going to make it. I really didn't, because it was touch and go for a second. But for the people listeners, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the latest information. And I got Sonia Marquez with me right here. I'm going to talk to her in just a second. But don't forget, make sure and check out Manny and I met on Sunday. We're making some serious strides to make sure that we get that website up and going, because there has been such buzz and feedback about the upcoming show. But real quick, Sonia, how are you? You know, we had a huge – okay, this is what happened. We had a huge meeting on Sunday, and we get there, and I tell Manny, did you let everybody know that we're going to have a big meeting? He goes, no, I thought you let everybody know. And I go, no, you supposed to let everybody – so anyways, it ended up just being Manny and myself, and then Steve Dodge came down, because Steve, you know, he kind of sees – what this is growing into, and he's like, man, I really want to be a part of this or whatever. So, you know, he was there, but I'll divulge a little bit on that, but before we get into that, let me just let everybody know that Mark Ortiz is going to be coming on at about the 15 minute mark. He's got a big show coming up for ASCW. It's a fairly new independent wrestling, and Nicolette and I are going to go down and go check out that show. So I said, hey man, let's get him on here and talk about it, because as you know, Sonia, how hard it is to put this show together. You don't just rent a ring and rent some chairs and go, you know, it takes a lot. But you know, I gotta tell you, this was one of the main goals where Manny and I started. You know, we because when you think about it, a lot of the SoCal talent, a lot of people have seen and they're kind of familiar with. So we like to mix it up. We figure, well, look, if we make this matchup, people are going to go, dude, this is going to be, you know, different. I want to go see it. So Manny and I have been making a concerted effort to get Santana Jackson up here, because I saw him. You know, I go to a lot of different, just like this one, just like this the ASCW show. I go to a lot of shows and I see guys, and I thought, you know, hey man, this guy's got something there. If I put him with this guy, it's going to really, you know, do well. So I happened to be at the Inoki Dojo show, and I knew who Santana Jackson was, but I hadn't seen him in person. And when I saw him, I said, man, why has nobody jumped on this guy's got something, you know? And then that's when everything bubbled.
Gimmick.
Yeah. And that's when everything bubbled up into what it is now. Cause did you see, his little thing where, you know, he not only does he do that, I think he has a gig at the Wynn now doing the Michael Jackson thing, but he goes to downtown or he goes to the strip.
Yeah, I've seen him in the strips and downtown. I've seen those.
Yeah, did you see?
I didn't know he has shows at the Wynn doing the hotels now. That's awesome.
A couple of different ones. He put up some pretty cool videos of him warming up backstage.
He's actually a really great Michael Jackson impersonator.
So
like it's very, very convincing.
Yeah, did you happen to see the TMZ tape of some drunk guy that started swinging on him?
Yeah.
Well, that, you know, that went
viral. That's what I saw.
Once it went viral, everybody knew, started knowing who he was. So we were lucky to. That's why the show is, you know, not till June 26th, because he's got so much going on. We wanted to make sure that we had that date locked, you know, for him. So that's you. So once I put that out there,
I'm excited
still,
to see him.
Yeah, it's 8 weeks away. So we, you know, I just put that out there. And when I did, Sonia, the feedback was huge. I mean, people were like, that's a good matchup. You know,
that's
just
awesome.
A whole bunch of different stuff. So there's a bunch of different stuff that we talked about that we want to do, like the VIP ticket. You know, we're going to make a VIP ticket for the family. Yeah, we got some new sponsors that want to come and check it out. Just a whole bunch of different things. So I finished
that's
putting
awesome.
most of the show together. But, you know, we need to, like the last time we had the big meeting, we had you, we had P. Junior, and we had PG Jello. What we got planned for PG Jello on the show is just, I mean, if everything goes the way it's supposed to go, this is going to be the show of the year. I mean, I'm telling you, just the stuff
yeah,
that we...
Yeah, so, good. We've got so far, I can't wait.
Yeah, we got to get you guys involved, you know, so that we can have that big meeting, because everybody has a little job, you know, to do or whatever.
Yeah.
And I want to get that locked and loaded now, because, you know, even though it's June 26th, it'll be here before you know it.
It comes fast.
Yeah,
it comes fast.
So we got quite a few things to do. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I don't want to cough into the mic. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. We got a lot planned. You know, Manny and I go back and forth. I tell Manny, dude, you got to stop spending money on this. And he's like, nah, man. But this is, I want this to be a show. And now that Santana's coming, I want to do this and I want to do that. So the main event is that it's going to be Santana Jackson and Sean Black versus Guy Kool and Hellman Rosecrown. Now, it's funny because the last show, I put Hellman Rosecrown and Guy Kool together, and it took off. Again, like I'm telling you. So
yeah,
I see
that was,
guys.
That was,
and I,
that was a good fight. A good match,
like,
I mean. Yeah,
put these guys together. They, you know, and they've been getting gigs at other places as a tag team because other people saw it. They're like, "Hey, man, let's bring that over here," and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That is
Pistol Pete 101. You know what I mean? He would say, "Hey, man, if I put this guy with this guy, it's gonna make magic or whatever." So that's why
I do it. Like he had a talent for like putting people together, and like he knew which ones would go great together.
Yeah.
Do the dance.
So, exactly. He'd always say dance partner. Hey man, this guy's gonna be a good dance partner, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or hey man, you're gonna be married to such and such for a while because it's so good. We're gonna keep going and we're gonna take it over here and we're gonna take it over there. And you know, I was a new booty. I had no idea what that meant. Like, what is he talking about? And then he would be like, "Look, man, smarten up, son," or whatever he'd tell me. And then we would, you know, real quick.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, before we continue, you know, these younger dudes don't know how good they have it because, you know, this is what Pete did with us. He, you know, I've got all this, you know, hardcore wrestler, bad dude or whatever. He said, "You're going to be dazzling Dan."
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? And then he had somebody else,
he made him
Arturo the Butcher.
He wanted to be...
and even Night Shadow, when he first started, he put him in a bunny suit and made him Bunny Torture or whatever.
I remember that, Bunny Torture, yes. Yeah,
so
or Handsome Harry, and he was all ugly.
So you didn't have no choice, but he would humble you, and that, you know, and if you said, "Okay, I got to do what I got to do," and made it work, all the better for you. If you're a big baby and you quit, then that was it.
Yeah.
That's how he aged it. You know what I'm saying?
And he had his ideas where it was like it was his way, where he's like, "No, this is gonna work."
Yeah.
Like that's, and it did. Like he did amazing. Like I was just actually watching the one that you guys did for Bassett a long time ago.
Oh, the Bassett Bash.
The high school? Bassett. Yes.
Yeah.
I was just watching one of the girls fight from it because I was on YouTube and it just popped up. So I was let's see what my dad posted.
But it's funny. It's funny how it rolls over and there's certain things that you never forget. You know what I mean? And it's funny because... Yeah, Manny and I'll be talking, and we'll be talking about the same thing, and that's all from you know, from Pete's influence, you know, because
that's what makes it so amazing for me, because it's like my dad's like heart and soul is like was in this, and like now that he's gone, it's like I can still feel his spirit. Like when we go to the wrestling shows, it's like if he's there, you know.
Yeah,
like
that. And it's
the first one we actually did take his ashes a few almost years.
Yeah. Yeah, and what's the word I'm looking for? Like the legend lives on. You know what I mean? You still reach back.
It feels
at
great.
Certain times.
Yeah,
and it's
like I gotta live, like keep him around through this. You know, like still honor him and miss him.
Yeah, It's really a shame that Mondo didn't make it to the show because, you know, he talked about him a lot and he implemented him a lot in our training. He would tell me, hey, Mondo and I used to do this.
Together.
You know, it'd be nice. I'm going to talk to Manny.
I remember seeing Mondo all the time.
Pull it together. And even Tom Pritchard. Tom Pritchard, when I was working. I was working at the forum. Pete was like, tell Tom I said hi. And I, does he know him? And when I saw him, I told him, but this is how long ago it was. There was a payphone at the bottom of the ramp. And he said, hey, can you call him? So we called him on the payphone. And he's like, yeah, bro. And they met for lunch the next day. That's how long ago that was or whatever. So it'd be nice to get them all together and just to reminisce.
Cool.
Yeah, and talk about the old days and stuff like that. And they'll tell you, you know what I mean?
I love hearing stories about my dad now, you know, like, I mean, I wish I would have asked him more while he was here, but I was little and he did take me to a lot of his shows. It was always me and Peter with him. So, I do remember a lot, but I was also little at the time, so I forgot a lot. But it's like, now that he's gone, there's so many questions and it's like, I can't even ask him,
but at least
he left a lot of videos around.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll leave it with this before we get to our guest or whatever, but this is why, I don't want to say like I'm a bitter old man, but Manny's the same way, so I can't really say too much, but, you know, back then, it was like a mafia, you know, it took a while for me to get into the family, literally, you know what I mean, but once I was there, I enjoyed more being in the, because, you know, he'd go, hey, man, we got to go meet at Martha's hair salon or whatever.
The beer salon,
get there, and Martha always knew, you know, that I was a coffee drinker. So she said, hey, man, we got this new coffee. Try it. And they treated me like family. You know what I mean? And we'd ride.
Yeah.
We'd take them long rides.
That's my mom.
To Indio.
That's my mom for you.
So it was like I enjoyed that more than just being a wrestler, because I felt like I was somebody. They always treated me like family. And Bomber too, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Bomber and I were always together, and we were always, you know, people was always telling us, hey, let's go do this TV taping over here. Yeah. And you don't really see that much today. Everybody's kind of more about themselves. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do get what you're saying. Yeah, my dad always looked out for his wrestlers and made sure that they were good and they had work. Before they didn't.
Let me just say this. Bomber and I worked with Pete for a long time. And then we kind of went our separate ways. But then he ended up moving close to me. He was living in Lakewood. And he had this reputation. If Pete was already, you know, slowing down and pretty much retired from the business. But he had a reputation, Bomber, that if you – like, okay, like me, if you're a promoter, you don't pay me what you're supposed to pay me, I just won't work for you anymore. But Bomber would give you a beating, and they knew that. So when he would call me and go, hey, bro, they want us to go to San Diego to work a show, I never hesitated because I knew I was going to get paid. So for 5 years, I never worried because they knew if we didn't get paid, somebody was going to get a beat. Whatever.
Yeah.
I have stories I could tell you that would make you just like lose your mind.
Die laughing.
I was Bomber and I were married for probably about 5 years, and we were partners, and I never had to worry about getting paid. But driving with him and staying in a hotel with him, that's a whole different story. Man, I gotta tell you, but you know, I know his mom still lives in the same place. I gotta go see if I can get in touch with them or whatever, and get him on the show, because man,
I remember you guys always meeting at the beauty salon in the little back office that my dad built.
it would probably take about 4 hours just for us to talk about all the memories and stuff like that. So we'll divulge on that a little bit later. But let me get the guest in here. I'm
going to
bring Mark. We're going to talk about his show coming up, ASCW. And as you know, like we said, Sonia, it takes a lot to put this show together.
Them out.
So, we're going to help him out.
I'm just checking them out, see how they are. I could tell that they're fairly new. I just saw the post with Mr. California and their barbed wire match, I believe it was.
Yeah. And there's some interesting matches that are coming up in this show.
It's a little hardcore.
Yeah, I want to talk to them about that. So, let's take a quick break. We'll bring him in. We'll talk. And then we'll talk some news because there's a few things I want to run. Hopefully he can stay for the news and I can run it by all you guys. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
All right, cool.
Real quick, we're going to get to Mark, but before we do that, we got to talk about Paul's Photos, because you got to check out Paul's Photos. Paul's Photo is your one-stop shop for all your photo and video needs, located at 23845 Hawthorne Boulevard in the city of Torrance. Paul's Photo has a wide variety of cameras, lenses, lighting, as well as bags and accessories. Paul's Photo also offers classes, workshop, adventures, events, and guest speakers. You can also check out Paul's Rentals, which include cameras, lighting, and backdrop stands. Check out their website at paulsphoto.com, or you can always call 310-375-7014 for more information. Paul's Photo, start your adventure today. That's part of it too, Sonia. We talked at the meeting. We're going to have another big photo shoot. Live broadcast / meet and greet. It's, I know you have a big one, but it's pretty cool because he has a really big parking lot in the back, and we set up the easy up some cornhole boards, and we have all the guys come down and they take these pictures. So we all have to take a picture as a team. You, myself, Manny, P Junior, PG Jello, because in the sponsor package, they want a picture of the team. So be prepared, because I think Manny and I said mid-April that we're going to have it. And it's really cool. We have a good time.
Okay.
We do a live broadcast, and all the guys come out. And believe you me, Paul has an advanced class, and they do all this different lighting and backgrounds. And if they can make me look good, they can make anybody look good, because I am the most unphotogenic person on this earth. So we look forward to that.
They're photographers. It should be great.
like I'm saying, you know, we got a lot of stuff planned before the big show comes. So let's give Mark a call.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about his big show coming up, and hopefully he can stay for the news, because I got a few things that, speaking of grizzled old men, I got a lot of things that I want to talk about. Hey, Marcus Fabiano, you're live on the air. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. I can hear you guys clear. What's going on, guys?
Good.
Hey, how's it going?
For the people listeners, you're here. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm burning incense, and it blew the wrong way, and it's hitting me in the throat. So hold on.
It said New York number, and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's where the production office is. When you live in a Mexican household, you have to burn incense on the regular. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when you're eating burritos de carnitas and all that, the fumes. So we're burning incense on the regular here. But anyways, you're live. You're at UWC Radio. Don't forget, you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com for all the latest information. And real quick, we're going to be talking to Mark Ortiz, but I got Sonia here with me. I'll be like Peter. Sonia, say hi to Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's going on? Yeah, thank you guys for thinking of the company to be on your guys' podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, I got to tell you, you know, I work a lot of hours, and it's funny because my daughter works with me, and we're constantly right now, for some reason, it's just in the medical industry, it's been so busy, you know, so we work a lot of hours, but since I've slowed down in my wrestling, I've had a chance to go to a lot of these shows, and I like to go, it's nice to sit down and watch the talent, you know, and just kind of get a feel for, you know, just different talent. So she told me, she said, hey, there's ASCW show that's going to be out there in Stanton where we go all the time. I want to go check it out. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I started looking. I said, yeah, man, this looks pretty cool. So her and I are definitely going to go down and check out this show. We already got that. But I think she talked to Louis a little bit. He was telling us a little bit about it. So real quick, for the people listening to us, now Sonya and I, you know, we work for the United Wrestling Council, and I work for a couple of different feds. But you know, to put a show together, you know, we the people just see the finished product. They don't see what it takes, you know, to do a show. So real quick for the people listening, first of all, talk a little bit about that. What made you decide, hey, man, first of all, I do a lot of the booking, and you have to have some screws loose to be a booker because, you know, to put it together, then this guy doesn't want to work with this guy, but this guy wants more money, and you know, it takes me forever just to get everything, you know, together. So yourself, tell us a little bit about how you got into this, how you said, hey, man, I think I want to do a show, and I think this will work. So from the beginning, let us know how all that came about.
Well, pretty much I've been reffing for, like, since 2016. And, you know, in the business, you meet a lot of people. And you end up meeting a lot of people that are cool, and you want to give them a spot. So I decided one day just to sell pretty much a lot of my collectibles. And I came up on some money and decided to throw it all into a company. And pretty much I wanted to give everyone in California another spot. There's plenty of shows every weekend. What's wrong with another show trying to give the people that couldn't get booked a chance, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, this is...
So for the most it's just friends I want to give shots to, people that I've been meeting over there. I've been working different feds this whole year, and it's been pretty good lately.
Well, it's funny because Sonya and I were talking in the opening, you know, and we're talking about bringing different people. But what it is for us, you know, and I'll pose this question to you. We, you know, a lot of the SoCal talent, a lot of people have seen because a lot of people work different feds, but still within the area. So what we try to do is mix it up to where people will say, well, dang, man, if this guy's going to wrestle this guy, that's going to be interesting. I want to go see what happens. I'll give you a good example. I went to PCW, which is pretty expensive, and it's a pretty good show. But they had Damian and Bestia against War Beast, which is Jacob Fatu and Joseph.
Wow.
And I said, dude, that's interesting. I want to go see that. So that's what drew me to go see it because it was different. So you kind of get the kind of same vibe if I make this. Because some of the matches I see on here are like, dude, I don't even know what this is. I'll have you explain it. But is that the idea? Let's mix it up.
Yeah, I just like, you know, we got some dudes from Utah. We're getting some dudes from, like, Arizona coming in on the next show. Not this one, but the next one after. We already have some planning for the next one. And then we pretty much just want to mix it up. Like, you know, we have a bunch of SoCal talent. There's talent everywhere in Southern California. And we just want to exploit them, but get them more exposure to other people, like, from different states and different stuff like that. So in the long run, we just want to mix it up, like you said. You know, there's so much talent out here that every show could be different pretty much, but still using the same type of people.
And it's pretty smart because I'm looking at this lineup and I see some of it and I'm like, wow, this is pretty interesting. But then I see some of the matches like, hey, that's going to be a good match. We're going to go through that real quick. But for the people listeners, don't forget, if you want to check out the show, it's ASCW Springtime Slaughter. It's this Saturday, April 2nd. It's going to be at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. The doors open at 6:30 and bell time is 7. General admission is $15. Kids are $10, but they have a VIP ticket for $30. So can you tell us real quick what that VIP ticket entails?
So the second show that we just passed, we crowned our new champion, and we're going to have the DVD and Blu-ray available at the next show. So the VIP package, pretty much you come, you get the poster signed by everybody, you get your choice of a shirt or a DVD. So that's pretty much what the VIP package is. So
that's pretty cool. The kids love
cool.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that on the second show because we have a copy of the first DVD we did. And it got received pretty well. We have, like, maybe, like, 5 copies of each left. So, I mean, people are beating it up. So hopefully,
yeah,
people
pick up the next.
We're filming for this one. There's actually going to be a documentary crew in the building filming for us, too. And they're going to be filming for their own project. So maybe we can even get you guys to be interviewed by them for their, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. They're
looking for people to interview. So, I mean, I'll pull you guys aside and, you know, you guys do a podcast in wrestling. I think they're just showcasing wrestling in general. So,
yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, going through this card, can you please explain what the Three Doors to Doom match is? Is it Aiden Way versus Princess Deathwish? First of all, that's a mix up and a half for your ass right there. But what's the Three Doors to Doom match?
So pretty much you just got to put your opponent through 3 different doors. We're not sure if they're just going to be single doors. We're not sure, you know, what the ring crew wants to build that day. But so far we're hearing some pretty things that are going to be happening. There might not just be regular doors, but putting your opponent through 3 different doors is a little nuts, you know.
And let me tell you something. We went to Nicolette and I went to go see Pride Style out in Vegas, and they had a match like that where you had to put somebody through a door. And okay, I'm a big fan of Marrano, so I can go through it because I'm heavy. But if you don't have a lot of weight, they have to literally pick you up and slam you through that thing to break it, because if it doesn't break, your back is going to be killing you, and you might not even be able to finish the match. So that right there piques the interest right there. You know what I'm saying? So that was –
So – it was just an idea, but the dudes that wanted to enter the match, they said they were cool with it, and they kind of put their own spin on it. So we had some requests for certain types of doors and stuff like that. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but so far I've heard barbed wire might be implemented. I heard just thumbtacks again, but it's a death match. Anything can happen.
I was just looking at the Instagram account that you have, and it's like I'm looking at the one of Mr. California stabbing some spikes into somebody.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Mr. California took a pretty sick bump. We had a no-rope barbed wire match at our first show, and he took a pretty sick bump. That's also available on the DVD as well. We'll have copies at the show for sure. So, we're trying to outdo ourselves on this next one, you know what I mean?
You know what? Hang on one second. Hey, Nicolette, do we still have those super thick oak doors that your mom took down when we first moved here? I was hoping they were so big,
one.
Dude. You would have to get Mikey O'Shea and Vega. But speaking of that, I got to tell you, I saw Mikey O'Shea. He wrestled Vito. And when you get two big men that can move like that, it is amazing, because even though it was outside, man, when they took a bump, you could hear it from down the block. So now putting them against Vega, you know, that's a good matchup, you know. So I look forward to that. So this is what I'm talking about, mixing that into there. So tell me a little bit about that match. I mean, I kind of know them both, but do they have heat with each other? How did this match come about?
So pretty much we're calling it the heavyweight call-up, because obviously these heavyweights are everywhere. Mikey O'Shea is killing it in Vegas, killing it in, like, Arizona. Vega's just killing it here. But, we're trying to set up for our heavyweight. So we kind of want to showcase our heavyweight before we decide what we're going to do with our heavyweight championship, because I guess I'll announce it right now on the podcast. That's probably going to be in works. Like, probably the next few shows, we're going to lay out what we're going to do with our heavyweight division. So this is like a precursor of our heavyweight division. So
now, will Red Spider be in that mix? Because that's a big dude too.
Well, see, Red Spider is currently our All Lucha champion. So the All Lucha championship is just mainly going to be for luchadors, masked wrestlers from all over, not just Southern California. But yeah, that might be a good mix up to maybe once we crown a heavyweight champ, maybe put him against our All Lucha champ.
Oh, that'll be pretty.
Yeah,
WrestleMania or whatever, because it'll be champ against champ. Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool. I mean, you know, but
and the person will get two belts.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Yeah, winner take all or whatever. But speaking of that, you know, like you said, Red Spider, it says he will be defending that Lucha Championship. Do we know who he's going against, or is it, you know, what's the deal on that one?
So, the same thing. We don't really know the card. There's a lot of wrestlers that are expected to be appearing. So far, it's kind of probably going to give the chance to someone new and up and coming to give him a chance at the championship. So there's still a little bit of secrets we want to keep to ourselves until day of. So far, he's going to be defending his championship for sure that night.
Yeah, keep the people anticipating now. You know, I'm familiar with Red Bat because I know where he trains, and I've seen his training, and this dude's making a lot of improvements. I mean, this guy's hungry, he's training, and he wants to get it done. Now, I'm not too familiar with Louis. I know who he is, but I haven't really seen him. So tell me a little bit about that matchup. When we talk about mixers, you're going to have the heavyweights, and then you have these guys who are both hungry and are really going to go 100% balls out Rambo in that match. Tell me a little bit about how that came together.
Yeah, so the same thing that we're calling that, the ASCW all spotlight match. So we're just pretty much spotlighting some talent that that we think that are going to probably, like you said, make payway in the business, not only in Southern California but beyond. But, so Red Spider's been killing it. He was actually supposed to appear on our first show, but, complications happened, so whatever. So we're giving him another chance to be on this show. And Louie actually took a long hiatus from wrestling and just to develop himself, and he's coming back really strong, man. I don't know if you saw his promo, but he's kind of out there for blood. I think he's coming for Red Spider for sure. Red Bat.
But see, that's what's cool. You know, they took some time off, and now, hey, man, we got this show. It's been a while. I'm coming back, you know, to make a splash, you know, and really make it happen. So that's what makes it good. So real quick for the people listening, if you want to come and check out the show, we're going to be there. You know, Nicolette and I already made plans to come and check out the show. It's ASCW Springtime Slaughter. It's this Saturday, April 2nd. It's going to be at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. The doors open at 6:30. Bell time is 7 p.m. If you want to check it out, tickets are general admission $15, kids $10, and the VIP $30. Now, you can see, now this is us because we're Mexican. We make a whole day, okay? There's a hamburger place right around the corner or whatever.
Right.
So we get some hamburgers, we park, we tailgate. We drink about 2 or 3 Red Bulls. We chew about a couple cans of Skol or whatever and make a whole thing of it. So we're gonna get there early. 6:30 on Madre Way. We'll be there at like 5 o'clock. Tailgating, having a good time. Because that's just the way I like to get the feel of like the people that are coming in and just kind of get the vibe and see stuff like that. So that's what we do. We make, and that's a perfect place.
Definitely.
There's plenty of parking, you know, and stuff like that. So it's definitely a good place to go. So we definitely look forward to that. So is there a website or a number or a Facebook or whatever if they want some more information?
Pretty much we just got the Facebook. It's All Southern California Wrestling on Facebook. We have the Instagram, which is ASC Wrestling, and we're just really stoked to be running the show. It took us a while to get this one going from the last one, just because we wanted to do it really good and right and proper. So I think we're doing it, and a lot of people were giving us guff about, you know, running on Mania, but I said, you know what, we'll show Mania in the background. So we're actually going to be announcing it now. We'll have a live stream of the first night of WrestleMania. Probably not too big. We don't want to distract from the actual wrestling that's going on that night, but we are going to be showing some of it.
WrestleMania, money out of the way. I'd like to go see that. Like I said, we'd like to go check out an independent show or whatever. But, hey, Lucha Libre Alliance is running on Easter Sunday. So it's like, hey, man, if you're a hardcore wrestling fan or whatever, then you're going to go. And you have a certain amount of people who want to go check out a show. So real quick, I want to talk a little bit more about that. Are you able to hang on for a little bit? Let me take a quick break, and then you'll be able to sit in for the news?
Sure, man.
Okay, perfect.
Whatever you guys need.
Let me take a quick break. We'll be right back. I'm going to reset. We'll be just a quick break. Hang on, everybody.
All right, man. We'll be right back.
You know, you're here, you're at UWC Arena. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to get all the information. And we're talking to Mark Ortiz from ASCW, All Southern California Wrestling.
That's right.
Big show coming up for him this Saturday, April 2nd. Make sure you check it out. And, of course, I got Sonya with me. But you know what, Sonya? It's funny because as I'm going through the break and I'm coming back and I'm resetting everything and I put that song on, I remember one more thing that your dad did to me. I was already been wrestling. I had already been wrestling for a while. And I thought I was on Tochinko. I thought I was a bad dude. Right? And he says, "Hey man, I got the perfect ring entrance song for you." He was called the Warrior, and I'm like, "Yeah, the Warrior. That's cool. All right, boom." So they hit my music, and it was that one that goes, "Shooting at the walls of heartache, bang bang." And I looked at him, and I go, "Dude, what?" And he goes, "Get out there. That's moving." And I had to go out. So I'm telling you, he humbled us, and we had to do what he did until he felt that we were ready. So remember stuff like that, Sonya?
Dude, yes, I do. Imagine being his kid.
Yeah.
He was very
he just did not play around.
And overprotective. He used to make us do, like, auditions and stuff. Like, there's stuff of us doing, like, old director's reels. Like, it's crazy. He used to make us do all that stuff.
Yeah, he would do that to us, too, when we were training All Nations. He'd make us do these little vignettes.
I wish I
would have
taken it more seriously.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you, man. Believe me, with PG Jello coming up in the ranks, we got to
she
there.
Could,
I just hope
she'll make up for
anybody.
It.
Yeah. But anyways,
likes to hurt people.
Yeah, we want to get into the news or whatever. But you know, when you brought up WrestleMania, real quick, and we'll take it around the horn. Okay, I'll start with Mark since he's our guest. You know, give me your thoughts on that. I got to tell you, man, I'm hoping they've been teasing that Cody Rhodes is coming back. I'm cool with that. I think he's really good. There's only really one person that I think Chad Gable is the baddest dude I've ever seen. That they put him when they had to wrestle against Dominic and Rey Mysterio, man, he went out there and took Dominic to school. I mean, that's a real wrestler that will put it on you. So when I see that dude, I'm like, that's a wrestler right there. So he's really the only one that I, you know, the rest of it is just so showy and so, you know, crazy now. I've been watching, I don't watch WWE, but I've been watching Raw because I thought they were going to bring Cody Rhodes out, but they haven't yet. So I'm hoping that they're teasing it to bring him out on this one. That's the only thing I'm interested in. Cody Rhodes, Chad Gable, everything else I could care less of. We'll go to our special guest, Mark, today. Mark, give me your thoughts on that.
I mean, on the Chad Gable thing, I feel like, he's a bona fide, like, star. He can literally, they put him with, like, three different dudes already, and he outshines every one of them, even Bobby Roode, I thought.
Yeah.
But I think, as far as the Cody Rhodes thing, it's like it's wrestling. I don't believe it until I see it, you know? So I don't really follow rumors too much, but of course, I'm like, they're in the back of my head, like, oh, this could happen, you know, for sure. But the craziest thing I ever heard recently was that the NWO is supposedly coming back, and Cody Rhodes is like,
that would be awesome.
That's what I've heard.
Do you personally like the NWO?
I mean, I remember literally my cousin calling me and saying, switch it to WCW. We were only WWF. Like, me and my brothers were WWF heads back in the day. He tells us to switch it, and we see Scott Hall. And ever since then, I was an NWO head. Like, I couldn't, you know, like, that whole hype. I was, like, at the right age when that happened, and I was hooked on. I liked them better than DX.
Well, we talked in the opening, Sonya and I, about the Night Shadow and Pete, Pistol Pete, when Night Shadow was coming up in the ranks, he made him Bunny Torture. That's what they used to do to us to humble us till we had our own thing. But he had a little show on local cable called Horror Kung Fu Theater. And this is when WCW and the NWO were just starting out and were trying to get everything out there, so they gave him the rights. They sent him some shirts and all this stuff to give out. So we were NWO big time. But I liked NWO Japan. To this day, that's my screensaver at work, you know, because it was Kijimuro and it was, you know, the Masa Saito and people like that. And I thought that was cool. NWO Japan was cool. So to this day, I still have NWO Japan gear. So if they could do that and bring Kijimuro and all those guys, Masa Saito and Masa Chono. I'll mark. They'll call me Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch because I will mark out big time for that. So if they do, I would be cool with that. Sonya, what about yourself? And looking forward to WrestleMania though, or can care less?
Actually, as far as WWE goes now, I don't really care for it that much because it's so much like a soap opera now. I like to see the fighting. I like to see the wrestling, like not just the storylines and them talking, you know, like, okay, it's cool for a few seconds, but like, come on, they need to shorten that again, like back in the days, how it used to be.
But you know what? To both Mark and Sonya, I think Sonya's already heard this before, but, you know, I'm always, because I have a couple of podcasts, and I even work for Lucha Central, which is Kevin Kleinrock's former XPW, and, you know, we talk a lot. And it's funny because somebody called me, because I'm always going, I can't stand that WWE. All they do is it's a joke, and they're actors, and it's just dumb, and I can't stand it. And then somebody on my other podcast said, well, let me ask you a question. If they called you tomorrow and said, hey, man, we want you to be a manager out here, I go, dude, I'd be on the plane the next day.
Yeah.
I'd be right
on. That is true, though.
Any wrestler or anyone that's involved in wrestling right now will definitely take that call. The only ones that wouldn't are already AEW, you know what I mean?
With me, I grew up with, like, the greats of, like, you know, like, by watching my dad and Buddha and, like, you know, like, nobody, like, I know I'm biased, I guess, because obviously my dad's my favorite wrestler, but he was great. He was, like, amazing, and he should have been bigger than what he was, but he was such an asshole.
and he just didn't play, and he did it the way he wanted to, you know. And to me, I can appreciate it because he would tell me I could care less. This is what we're doing, and that's that or whatever. Yep. So, you know, it's true. You know, you could say whatever you want or whatever, but I have yet. Well, first of all, when I went to my first house show, when I took Nicolette, I mean, I've never seen so much John Cena merchandise in my life. Every kid had a headband, a wristband, and I'm like, dude, you cannot take away that they know what to do to make money. So yes, for that Vince, I'm gonna stand for tomorrow. Just let me know. But you know,
like I was tripping on John Cena because like I didn't expect it to be such a great actor because I watched that show Peacemaker recently. And then I was man, he's such a good actor. And I was like, and my mom was like, well, he's on WWE. I was like, oh, this doesn't make sense.
That's kind of true, if you think about it.
Well, Mark,
with Dolph Ziggler, like that movie he made sucked. So, I mean, it's funny. Not all of them could be really good actors.
Yes, exactly. Like, only the first Marine was decent, and then the rest of them were just whatever.
The Randy Orton one's pretty good, though.
Well, If Mark, we'll have you back on sometime if you want to hear stories, because I used to train, it was called UPW, and it was out there in Santa Monica, and I used to train with them, and if Christopher Daniels was the one who would oversee everything and work with you, but, you know, Joe was there, Samoa Joe, John Cena, Frankie Kazarian, a whole bunch of us, you know, we're training over there. We'll tell some stories, because I did a few shows with them, and let me tell you this. Cena was there all the time, and he would tell me, we'd be training, go, hey man, I want to learn some of this Lucha stuff, whatever. Yeah, and then Joe and I, we'd all work, and then he came in one day, and he had these really nice boots, really nice shiny patent leather boots, and I go, hey, what's up, dude? And Cena goes, yeah man, I just got a developmental contract, I'm gonna go to Smoky Mountain or something. And I was like, man, go on with that, man. And he's like, no, seriously, man. And then like 2 weeks later, he's gone, and he's in Smoky Mountain. I was like, dude, I'm like, Joe, was it? Yeah, dude, he's in Smoky Mountain. So I, you know, to this day, I'm like, dude, that was dumb. He said he was going to make it, and he did. Little did I know, you know, what he was going to blow up. But we had his last match before he left was myself and Mr. Excitement or something like that. I can't remember, against Joe and Cena. So we'll talk about all that. I used to do a podcast with them, too. It was me, Cena, Samoa Joe, Looney Lane, Big Swag, and a whole bunch of so dudes. We could talk forever, but I gotta move on. Hey, you know, nothing for nothing, but Joe's been a good friend for a long time, and we've got stories about that too. So I'm hoping, you know, he's on his 90 days. He's got to lay low. But I'm hoping somebody picks him up, man, because if they do, you know, I don't know, even the whole Ring of Honor, you know, merging with AEW, I think that could really blow up into something good. So anyways, we'll talk about that. But, you know, running up against the clock, so real quick for the people listening to us, you're here, you're at UWC Radio. Don't forget you can check out UnitedWrestlingCouncil.com to check out all of this information. And we're talking to Mark Ortiz from ASCW. Big show coming up. It's this Saturday, April 2nd. It's called Springtime Slaughter. It's going to be at 8381 Catella Avenue in the city of Stanton. Make sure you check it out. Doors open at 6:30. Bell time is at 7. Check out their Facebook if you want some more information. Now, before we get out of here, before we wrap it up, I had some things I want to talk about, but I was watching AEW, and they had a big match. It was FTR against the Gun Club or whatever. So what happened was they're in the middle of the match, and Wardlow comes out and goes through the crowd, and he's trying to get after MJF, and I was like, man, that is horrible. You are not supposed to take away from the match that's in there. So I'm going to give you a quick story. I was working for Martin Marin, and we did a big tour. We did all these little cities, and then we ended up at Anaheim for the last one. So it was Blue Panther and Fuerza Guerrera wrestling Dos Garras and Lismo, okay? And Tinieblas Jr., was on that same card, and I don't know what happened, but he walked out of the dressing room, and all the kids left the match and went over to him, and were like, they wanted autographs, and they were talking to him, and Fuerza and Blue Panther came out of the ring and just gave him a beating. I was scared. Wow. I'm gonna be honest. I said, what the heck is going on? They bombed on him big time. So after everything was over, I told Martin, I said, hey, man, what happened? And he goes, no, you know what? You don't do that. You stay in the dressing room until everything is over, because he just came and took away from that match. That's why they did. But he was still pretty young in the business, so he didn't know. So when I see that, that's the first thing I'm thinking. Dude, you just took away from that match. So real quick, we'll start with Sonya on this one. Give me your thoughts on that. I think you should never do that. What about you?
I don't think you should do it. That's take away from the match, and then the kids being around him trying to get his autograph, like, it ruins it for them too. And then, but sometimes the beef goes beyond the curtain.
Yeah.
I was about
go
to
ahead, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, you as a promoter or whatever, you would never say, hey, look, during this main event, you're going to run out and go after somebody, right? Because it would take – why do you think he's doing it there? That's got to be Tony Khan. He doesn't know the business.
I just think he's, like, almost kind of getting that cheap pop. You know, a run-in is not always needed, and I think AEW kind of is like picking up on that. Like, you know, they're just – their booking's a little bit weird. They have so many guys that they have to, like, put them in any little spot. And, you know, you don't need a wrestler to do a run-in to look strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I actually think that makes them look weaker.
Yeah, and it's funny.
If they don't get to the guy, then what does it mean, you know?
It doesn't make any sense. Well, I was talking to Jimmy from Jimmy's World Order, and we were talking about that, about AEW, and he goes, you know, here's the thing. You don't even have a chance to get to know these superstars, you know, before another one. Because, like, they brought in Andrade, and then right after him, they brought in somebody else. And then they brought in Mark Merrill, and then they brought in, what's her name, Ruby Rojo. And then they brought in, so he was like, you don't even have a chance to get this story and get them out there before somebody else is coming in right behind him. And it was like Daniels, and then CM Punk, and then this, you know, it was just one right after another. He says, now they don't have any room for him, so now what are you going to do? So I kind of get that same vibe, right? What about you, Mark? You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like, they're signing a lot of good people that are, like, legitimate wrestlers that need to wrestle, that, like, anyone would enjoy to watch them wrestle. But I also feel like AEW just gets that, like, that I don't want to call it the indie pop, because most of the guys they're signing are not the indies, but, like, people, they just, like, they know them, so they get that initial pop, but it's like, what about the pops after, you know, like, what story are they going to put them to make people still like those characters, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get that.
Down, Like, I don't get why Danhausen is with the best friends. Like, they're totally two different characters. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool to imagine they are friends in real life, you know?
Yeah,
but it's just like,
yeah.
It's just entertainment at that point, you know? And it's cool.
Yeah,
and they're just, you know, of course.
Anyone running out of ideas.
People are going to think they're the gods of wrestling, you know what I mean?
We don't know who to hate or who to like or whatever, because everybody's right behind
maybe,
each other.
Exactly.
I
yeah,
always go for
exactly
the bad guys.
I'm with that.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I just
hey,
yeah.
Again, if AEW, if Tony Khan called me tomorrow, I'd be right over there. No problem. You what? You need me to run in? No problem. But anyway, this is why I'm so – I almost started crying when they brought New Japan back to Access TV, because that to me is
yeah.
the end all. I went to both shows when they were out here, and it was amazing, amazing. So that's what I'm happy for, you know, so at least I have options and I can watch different things or whatever.
Ooh.
And that one to me is the end all to be all. Those guys can really get down over there. So I'm happy for that. So anyways,
oh,
Mark – hey, man, a million thank yous for coming on, man. We appreciate you sitting in for the news, because it's always good to get, you know, somebody else's opinion. And, you know, luckily you were right with us because we're, like, all in agreement about this or whatever. But it's just true, man. It's just when you've been around wrestling for a long time and you watch, you kind of start, you know, getting this feel. But then again, like we said, so, you know, that WWE is full of kids and they all have all the gear and everything on, so they must be doing something right.
Yeah.
Anyways, Mark, huge thank you for coming on. For the people listening to us, don't forget, if you want to go check it out, it's ASCW Springtime Slaughter. It's this Saturday. Nicolette and I will definitely be there to go check it out. I'll tell you one thing. There's a big reason that I'm going to. I saw Príncipe Peru was on your flyer there. So we're gonna make an announcement about that pretty soon. But just to give a tease, he's definitely on our show, and he's gonna be teaming with somebody who we all know and love, who might be on this podcast as we speak. So we'll just let that right there.
Okay,
so
we'll definitely
bring that out or whatever. So I'm interested to see him, and I'm interested to see Mr. Work in Progress, and you know, there's a whole big thing that I'm definitely looking forward to seeing. So we look forward to that. Amin, thank you for coming on with us. Real quick, Sonia, for the people listening to us, you know, big show coming up for us. We got a big meeting coming up. I'll keep you posted so that you know when we have the big meeting, so we can all get together and check it out right there. So let me take a quick break.
Just in case
Maddie
doesn't call us, you do it too.
Exactly. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back and I'll get us out of here. Mark, it was great to talk to you. I will see you on Saturday. All right, my man?
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And like I said, I'll see you guys Saturday. Thank you guys again. And again, thank you.
we look forward to it, man. Yeah, we'll definitely see you there. Sonia and I will be right back after this. Hang on, everybody. Manny's just texting me. You know, Mark Common has been a big supporter of the UWC, and his father passed away. So, you know, he's going to be out for a couple of weeks. You know, we got to give him some time to, you know, take care of business. And more so, hey, man, the UWC definitely, yeah, man, we are our sincere condolences and all that, you know, at a rough time like this. But on a good note, you know, Mark's always – definitely right there, bringing down the photographers. And like we were talking about earlier, we'll be down there pretty soon. So, you know, our prayers, thoughts, everything with Mark from Paul's Photos, which we just did
April.
A commercial not too long ago. Go ahead, Sonia.
April 13th is going to be a year that my dad passed.
I'm not looking forward to
that day.
Yeah, that seems quick. It seems really quick. But
yeah,
anyways.
Like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, so... Anyway, Sonia, we'll be in touch. You know, we'll be back here again next Tuesday to talk a little bit more. I kind of gave a little bit out of what we got going on. So the main event, of course, Santana Jackson and Sean Black against Guy Kuhl and Helmut Rosenkranz. But the semi main event is set, the third match is set, and the second match is set. So we'll give those out in small increments, because since it's we still got about 8 weeks or so before the show. But I'm telling you, we made a concerted effort to make sure that this show is just going to blow it up. Just Santana Jackson alone is going to
It sounds gonna blow like it's going to be already amazing.
Yeah.
I'm excited. So, I hate that it's still only 8 weeks away.
I know.
But it'll go by quick.
I'm the same way. I'm like, dude, I wish it was in a couple of weeks, man, because I'm so psyched about what we got going on.
Yeah.
But it's
so much fun. Like, I get anxious and... Like, I love
it.
I love watching. Like, these the wrestling shows, the ones that, like, we're putting on, and they're, like, the guy that was just on, they're way better. Like, they're more entertaining. Like, I love seeing the fighting. I want to see the fighting. I want to see the tumbles. I want to see the take. Like, I want to see that more than the storylines that people put on.
Yeah, like, what I was saying, because Manny and I – go back and forth, because I tell them, dude, don't spend money on this to end it. But then people come to you and say, hey, dude, that was a show. It wasn't just, you know, wrestling. That was a whole show, man. And I'm like, oh, dang, now I got to go tell him he's right or whatever. But, you know, it's
well, you got to do a little bit of all that. You have to. Like, you know, if it does make, like, that last wrestling show was so great because of the lights, the fogs, the music, not to mention the talent.
Yeah, it kind of all came together.
It, like,
everything from that,
worked,
the
like,
people, the food, the drinks, the snacks, everything was all like spot on that show. So we're definitely looking forward to just keep going from there. So we'll keep everybody posted on that. And then Sonia, I'll keep you posted. I don't know when the next big, it probably won't be this Sunday, but maybe the following Sunday, because we're still working on that. We're putting together the photo shoot at Paul's. We have a live broadcast, live appearance that's going to come up, I think, either a week before or 2 weeks before the big show that we're working on that's going to be a little bit closer. So we'll keep everything, you know, all together and make sure that we have everything set before the big meeting, so we can keep everybody informed and make sure everybody, you know, is in tune with what we got going on. All right, Sonia?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, man, great to have you on. It's good to have, you know, Mark on with us so that we could get these different opinions and do some news so we can get, because people are like, you know what, Favi, you're a grizzled old veteran. You know, you got to get up with the time. Like, I know that, but I just, you know, I got to get my opinion in there. So it's good to have you guys on so that we can, you know, get it from all angles. So do me a favor, tell PG Jello we said hi, tell her we got something in the works for her that's going to really be something really cool, and we'll get together probably not this Sunday, but next Sunday, I'm thinking. I'll talk to Manny and find out for sure, and then we'll let you know. Right, Sonia?
All right. Yeah, just let us know. Right. We'll be there.
Oh, you got it. Sonia Marquez, if you want to check her out on her social media, what is it? Is it just Sonia Marquez in your little search engine?
My Facebook is Sonia Ariana Marquez, and then my Instagram is bash00420.
00420. Okay, so if you want to check her out on the, she did give me some pain medication that actually really worked well.
Oh yeah,
it really did.
I'm a lot more too.
Almost out, so we'll have to have that meeting maybe sooner than later. But I appreciate it, and definitely look forward to, you know, to what we got coming up. We're making that concerted effort, so we definitely will keep everybody informed on this. All right, Sonia, I will see you next Tuesday. For the people listening to us, we'll keep everybody informed, and we'll be doing so much stuff that we're just going to have a ton of content to put in here. So, all right, Sonia, I'll see you next Tuesday. Unless something major comes up, then we'll take you. We'll either shoot you a text or something, airplane, pigeon, or whatever it's called. We'll make sure we get you the message. All right.
Carrier pigeon.